Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Check, 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 check. Okay, check, 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 check. That's working. Play a little, see if we can get a little music here going.
The ties between the north head and the south. All day we hauled the frozen sheets to escape the storm's wet mouth. All day as cold as charity, in bitter pain and dread, for very life and nature we tacked from head to head. Tigris roared, but every tack we made we brought the north head close aboard. We saw the cliffs and houses then, the breakers running high, and the coast guard in his garden, his glass against his eye. Frost was on the village roofs, as white as ocean foam. The good red fires are burning bright in every longshore home. The windows sparkle clear and the chimneys volleyed out. And a vow we sniffed the victuals as the vessel went about. The bells upon the church were rung with the mighty jovial cheer. Is that I should tell you how, of all days in the year, this day of our adversity was blessed Christmas morn. And the house above the coast guards was the house where I was born. And well I knew the talk they had, the talk that was of me, of the shadow on the household and the sun that went to sea. And all the wicked fool I seemed in every kind of way, to be here and hauling frozen ropes on blessed Christmas Day.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay.
I apologize because my wife is viewing some television downstairs, and I am upstairs in my office.
Oh, so I see. Okay. Right.
And John, can I start the program?
You may.
Something?
Please. Please do. Please do, my friend. Okay, go ahead.
Allow me to quote Willy Wonka. You get nothing, sir! Nothing! Good day, sir!
Oh boy! Welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. Right, where is the announcer guy?
I don't know where he is.
Is he in Alabama?
If you'll hold on 1 second, I'll see if I can pull him away from his. Good morning, Eastern Panhandle, and welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. Today, one day only special, we are serving some blue coffee cake, baby. By the way, your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, is on the air with his sometimes sidekick, Mr. Mike Diesel, stand-up comic and actor. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. I've had far too much coffee. The show is currently not sponsored.
Hey, did you, what time did you, when you woke, did you find out about the, Defeat of Judge Roy Moore.
I was asleep in my chair.
Really?
Grandpa was asleep in his chair.
Oh, man. And I in my bonnet sat down for a long winter's
night. I fell asleep in my chair at like 8:15 last night.
Yeah.
And I awoke to the beautiful sound of Senator-elect Doug Jones.
Right.
And I went, what? What? This is fascinating. Let me watch. How did this happen? So, my wife and I were both shaken loose from our chairs, because we don't normally do that. We normally, you know, one of us or both of us crawls up the steps and into bed, but we actually stayed up and watched some of the news coverage of this. And,
yeah, right.
I say congratulations to the African-American community that came out and afforded this opportunity to Mr. Jones.
Actually, I think that the
and
the urban areas in general,
as well.
Yeah, almost all the city areas came out very heavily African-American. Also, some of the, you know, I guess better off liberal, what urban whites also voted for.
Right, right.
Women.
Right. I think this was, John, to a certain extent, a great, as I, you can't see my face when I do this, but my wife loves it when I do this. Oh, honey, I would never vote for a Democrat.
maybe. I think some of that happened. But Angela Davis posted this morning saying, you know, she's, you have to know her to know how, a little bit, to know where she's coming from. But so she was saying that 63% of white women still voted for Moore in Alabama. She was
sure, she and was that's not testing. Actually, that's fine, but that's not actually a large number.
No, apparently not. Those who turned out. Plus, there was 20,000 write-ins.
It's a shoulda, coulda, woulda. The reality is Montgomery County down there. You know, there's a stronghold down there that he was supposed to try to win by an astronomical amount, and he did not. He severely underperformed.
Yeah.
Not only that, he underperformed, but he also ran a horrible campaign.
Especially near the end.
But,
yeah, he couldn't appear in public.
Let's be very honest about this. He ran a horrible, horrible campaign.
Yeah, he relied on Trump.
You know, 10 days, or 12 days in one appearance.
Well, he couldn't, after all the allegations came out, he couldn't do it. Okay, I mean, I think he just had to disappear.
Well, yeah, there was no ability for him to face the press.
What's he going to do?
You got to face the music, pal.
Yeah. Anyway,
he
couldn't
do it.
Anyway, so Doug Jones, here's how I view this. I view this as a big log rolled on the fascist train coming down the track, okay?
I agree. I think Steve Bannon got his ass kicked.
And
you can talk about points and percentage all you want to. You still lost, pal. Okay? You lost. No matter what you say, loser. Loser.
Yeah.
Okay? Well,
anyway, so
the
couple of more. On this, yeah. Let me go a little further. I think the question now is, what does this do? Does it do anything, for example, to the, when does Doug Jones take his seat? And does it do anything
January.
To the
January.
Does it do anything to the debate over the tax bill? I'm not
January.
They're trying to get past the. I guess they're trying to pass the tax bill before he gets there, right?
Oh, there's no doubt they're making that attempt, that big push. But you know, right now there are a lot of Republicans beginning to quake. You're going to see when one of the interesting things about this whole thing is. I love Eugene Robinson, and I have for years. I admire the man, I respect him, and I usually, more often than not, listen to a lot of things he has to say, because he doesn't say much, but what he does say is impactful. And one of the points that he made was, look, this, you're seeing this entire thing for the actual paper tiger it is. It is not... They don't have a referendum on anything. And the people that tell you that are full of shit. Okay?
Well, okay.
That's the bottom line.
I don't know. I one of the
That's
reasons
the bottom line! Because Mike Diesel said so!
I think it's a good idea to offer up a coffee roll of some kind this morning. I think that
I understand. Dr. Lecter actually changed all of his recipes late last night.
Right, just for today. One day only.
We
don't want to overdo the thing because the battle is not over.
No,
folks.
We're not. There's no. You know what, John? I thought about this too, as there was in Virginia. As there was in New Jersey, parts of Florida, Oklahoma, there's no gloating. We just go right back to work. It's fine and dandy. You guys can talk about, you know, hey, we're cautiously optimistic, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. That's what we need to be, and that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with being cautiously optimistic. However, Mr. Case. I would say that this is pretty damn exciting.
I think it's a pause in the train wreck. Okay, that's kind of the way I look at it. But I think it offers some hope. We're going to have to see how it plays out.
Such a long time since we had any hope. A long time.
Well, but what's the hope? let me finish. What's the hope for? The hope is that, well, we stall this train wreck that's happening, and then that gives you an opportunity to see whether you can put together a coalition that can win back the government. And because if we don't do that in a decisive way, then this all the things that have given rise to this horror show will repeat themselves and endless forms until it destroys us all.
Seems like a bad alternative.
Well, I mean, you know, what's driving the fascism? What's driving the fascism is economics, plus our history. Our history plus economics.
I don't think it's just economics.
It's mostly economics.
I think there's been a lot of racism, and there's been a lot of dog whistle. There's been a lot of incoherent messaging that doesn't necessarily call to the nature of the electorate. I don't think, and maybe this might be just this morning, happy clappy me, trying to be more optimistic than I should be. However, there is some pretty damn good evidence that shows that we are going to move forward with you or without you.
Okay,
maybe. And the Me Too movement needs a great deal of credit in this.
I'm sorry, Mike, but we've had 45 years now of good guys and bad guys in the government, but none of them have done a shit about the income problem. And it's the income problem.
Hold on, pal.
Let me finish a sentence,
okay? Go ahead, Mr. Grumpy.
Well,
leave it up to you to ruin everything for people. Can we have nice things? I totally get what you're saying, John.
The income problems and everybody spending three generations going nowhere is what it's like gasoline on every divisive question in our history, okay? And that's what the billionaires, all this frustration, everybody's loss of hope, of expectations, of having to crawl for crumbs. I mean, that's what drives people into very short-range perspectives and makes them just fodder for these billionaire campaigns. Oh, man, it's your white skin that's going to save you from hell. You know, that kind of thing. And so we have to find a way. One more point. We have to find a way for a coalition that can move this economic question forward. And I believe that that is going to be a very difficult thing.
Well, yeah, it can be, but also too, I do think, you know, if there's some people saying, you know, you hear these little question marks and deals cut behind the scenes, and you know, you already got Cory Gardner, the chairman of the Republican current iteration of the Republican Party, whatever, he saying that, we're very hopeful that Mr. Jones will join the Republicans and vote for this tax plan. And that tells me they're trying to set the groundwork or lay the groundwork for Jones to pull a Shelby. And I don't look for him to do that simply because of his campaign. I don't know that he's...
Pull a Shelby?
I don't think he's capable of doing that.
What are you talking about here? What do you mean, pull a Shelby?
Shelby, Richard Shelby, who's senior senator, was voted in as a Democrat, John.
That's true, he was. That's right. He's the one, though, that said... I think he might have...
That. My point about that is, I am of the opinion that I don't think that that's going to happen again.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen with Jones, no.
I don't think Jones is Shelby. I think he...
Shelby was a Dixiecrat. He's a Dixiecrat.
I think he has a real chance. I mean, he's up in 2020, but certainly that gives him an opportunity to establish some bona fides.
Right. I think he's an experienced guy.
You know what? I'm not gonna. Now, there are already comparisons being drawn to our own Joe Manchin. I don't know whether that be fair or not. I'm not sure. But those comparisons are there.
You mean Doug Jones is going to turn out to be a Manchin?
There's some people drawing some comparisons. You have a similar guy. And I don't know if that's true.
Really? I don't think it is.
It could certainly be true.
No.
But whether it's true or not, at the end of the day, nothing really matters like results and winning. You know, and it's unfortunate that I say that because in our current environment, we find ourselves, oddly enough, in consistent spaces taking the moral high ground, which, you know, I think a lot of times can be a boatload of bullshit. You know, way too riddled in theocracy and stupidity. Without any real effective behavior with regards to legislation, which falls right back to what you were just saying about the inability to break this inequality gap. And this gap needs desperately to be broken.
It does. I mean, people will not be generous-minded if they're scrambling for crumbs all day. I mean, that even if they wanted to. They act like they can't.
Again, because I'm a film buff guy, I would have to say... I got to quote Monty Python again. Oh, look, Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
Yeah, filth, right, yeah.
You know, that's kind of where we're at in terms of establishing any kind of work structure. You know, when you're talking about what they're talking about, and when I say that, I mean the changing of the entire economy. Okay,
a structural change.
Restructuring of the economy to whatever extent that they see fit. Not necessarily in any good way for any of us. The popularity of that and lack thereof gives me some pause and a little bit of motivation. It gives me a little bit of hope that just maybe, folks are beginning to say, I don't think this is a good idea.
Well, I think that you're going to get some support for that.
Senator, that's not really bad.
But I believe that these fascists, however, are much more serious than, I think this ever since the election of Trump, actually, that they're a much more serious force than...
I never said they weren't serious.
Can I finish the sentence?
I don't think they outnumber workaday people.
They don't have to outnumber. They don't have to. If they stay, they don't have to. No, they can. They can wreck the country with 30%. They can. That's what Hitler did in Germany, and they can do it here. So I mean, you have to. They can.
I didn't say they wouldn't try.
Right.
I never said that. You're seeing the obviousness of it, and also too, I would be very mindful. I read a interesting point that on this show, we like to bring up interesting points from things we read and are influenced by. I should really go back and check the author.
You should footnote everything you say
about the Me Too movement being co-opted. All these movements being co-opted online. We have to be very careful of that. We have to be very mindful of any kind of, whether it be small or large, video that shows some type of evidence of some tragedy. We have to be mindful, as you said, the unfortunate display of bullshit is really pretty consistent and on display for everyone to see.
Yeah.
We have to be very, very aware that there are unfortunately people out there who want to take advantage of just absolute crap.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm asking folks to just be aware that this is what you see isn't always what you think you see. Just
for example, suppose Judge Moore had won. And if he had, then, you know, the whole pedophile argument would so far have flown right in the face of the Democrats, since they're the ones that lost members over it, you know. And
I can't. Yeah, also that, like an ankle weight, as I said, or a new version of a Trump tie made in China would be hung around the necks of every Republican that ran. In every race.
Maybe, but if they win,
every
they win.
Race across the
but
country.
He lost. But we're not there. But he lost, and therefore, I think now the fact that those... I see that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and a bunch of other... And Kirsten Gillibrand have...
Kirsten Gillibrand
have finally turned their attention to Trump. And demanded that he resign. That was a powerful thing that happened yesterday. I see they got all those senators to do it. That's good, and I hope that that bears some fruit. Now, Trump obviously is not going to resign. He's going to try to fire Mueller, which I think is going to be harder now that Jones won. A little harder,
right? And also too, he's attempting to do something that isn't going to fly. He's attempting to. To establish the precedence for a second special counsel, which I want first and foremost. I mean, he is having a hard time getting anyone to
volunteer
to take his job.
Why would anyone
take any job defending him? I mean, the lawyers that are in his corner aren't necessarily the best. Let's put it that way.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me a bit that
I don't think you're going to get anywhere. You know, this is more, as you and I talked about, this is much more deflection. This continues to be deflection to obfuscate and project. It's you know, deflect, deny, and obfuscate and lie. And it is without question that this iteration of an administration has, I don't think you've ever seen a lie machine like this. I'm looking at your Facebook post. Roy Moore banned from another mall. That's great.
I know, man.
Oh, I got to say something to my younger brother. Give me a second. He's online.
While you're doing that, I'm going to read excerpts from an article in the New York Times this morning. Okay. The release Tuesday night of FBI officials' text messages describing the possibility. This is one official, the guy that was removed by Mueller. They're describing the possibility of a victory by Donald J. Trump as, quote, terrifying. It's certain to fuel a Republican campaign to attack the impartiality of the Justice Department and its special counsel, possibly hamper him with the investigation of a special counsel's office, start an investigation to investigate the, you know, that kind of thing. Accusations of bias. Let me finish. Okay. Accusations of bias primed by the newly released text from an FBI agent, Peter Strzok, and an FBI lawyer, Lisa Page, are likely to take center stage Monday when Rod Rosenstein, dickhead deputy attorney general who appointed Mr. Mueller as special, testifies for the House Judiciary Committee. No, he's not the dickhead. The other guy's the dickhead. Anyway, Mr. Trump's former presidential rival, Mrs. Clinton, they're going to try to say that the Justice Department is
partisan, and therefore that they're going to try to use that to get rid of Mueller. Now, I don't think it's going to succeed because Mueller got rid of the guy, okay, even though he was one of the lead investigators. And, you know, I don't think there's anything else there, okay, except indictments.
I completely agree with you.
Anyway, but nonetheless, get ready. This is happening now. I think the Doug Jones victory makes those guys a little more politically vulnerable. So let's hope that that works. But, you know, we got to watch out for, you know, a big... I keep waiting for the Reichstag fire, you know, business, okay? Since I know these guys are capable of that. you know, something... to cancel the elections. I mean, these guys can't, if they can't win elections, they're going to try to cancel them. I mean, voter suppression did not work in Alabama this time. I mean, it would have worked maybe with a less obnoxious thing, but it's,
you know. Get it.
I know you think, well, yeah, we're going to have to, yeah, I know you think that's a good line, but keep in mind, you are going to have to play Wyatt Earp, you know, in order to put that fool down. Just remember. Skin will be lost. Blood will be let.
John?
Yeah?
Let me say, John, that I'm your huckleberry.
That's what we need. That's what we need.
Why, Johnny Ringo, as I live and breathe, barely.
That's what we need, some more Doc Holidays around. That's what we need, you know.
Man, it's... I don't... I'm not going to buy into the notion. You know, if you buy into, here's my problem with a lot of things that are currently going on. I'm not going to buy into the notion that somehow or another, this one guy, being the permatemp plutocrat orange fart cloud, is capable of. Being a king, because he's not a king.
Yeah, well, that may save us.
He's not a king. He's not a king, and you, goddamn you, supporters of this nonsense are going to pay dearly.
Well,
you're going to pay dearly for that. For your inability to stand up for your own goddamn country. You're pathetic. We know who you are. We see you. And this is not going to be something that's going to go away for you. So I don't have a problem calling out these shitbags for who they are. And though my language is in many cases raw and inappropriate and may seem vulgar to some, the bottom line is it's necessary.
Well, we're going to see. I think we got to...
did you order the code red? You're goddamn right I did!
West Virginia's got a little bit different problem because we have the politics here are so tainted by the curse of natural resources that it's very difficult. It shows you the power of the political economy of your country or state. You know, I mean, when the only jobs available are being are owned by, you know, this singular interest, okay, then and the only source of wealth is coming from this singular kind of interest, then you have a very difficult time arguing with them.
So what you're saying is we have a singularity.
We do. We have a natural resource curse in West Virginia. And it's and in most countries and in most that have that problem, they fail. Democracy fails, except in a few exceptions. Norway is one, okay? Norway, the Social Democrats in Norway figured out a way to put that oil money in a fund that, you know, kind of like they tried to do in West Virginia under the Democrats years ago with Byrd pushing it, you know, an investment fund, right, for the future. But, you know, that's gone now in West Virginia, and we're doing Libya. We're not doing Norway, okay? Or we're doing, you know, some... something worse than in Libya.
I would push back against that and say that it's doing us.
Well, yeah, right. So I think that we're forced to say that's what the choice is for West Virginia in terms of government. Do you want to be Norway or do you want to be Libya?
Can I not be either? Is that a
Norway is pretty good, man. It's the best. They got one of the best. Norway.
I'm just saying. Can I choose to not be either?
Yes, you can
try
be.
To just
be American.
Fix what? The thing that's crazy is and continues to be crazy is the inability to learn anything from past mistakes that have consistently undermined any kind of direct support of working people in the state. A unfortunate inconsistency has been that we open our doors, or in this case our natural resources, for a constant element of extraction that's international and feeds international business people and percent, you know, there's a lot of, you know, backdoor deals, and they're not good brokers. They're just, you know, they're just not. They're not going to be. They don't want to be. They're not interested in it. What they're interested in, the bottom line, John, and you and I have said this on several occasions, is money.
Oh, of course. That's driving everything. Cash is everything.
Cash is king, and despite what Angus may think. Oh, wait. That was just a funny joke.
Is that your dog?
I don't know if you listened to that funny joke, but you missed it. Anyway.
I did. It went right over. It went through my head just like a bullet through Cletus.
Yes. But whether that be a BB gun, a pellet gun, or, you know, an arrow, or a bullet.
Or a 50 caliber, or whatever. Boom! I barely noticed it.
I would say that this is a this. I'm not going to call this a watershed moment, but this certainly does not help this. As you had said, this fascist bullshit. This does not help them.
No, that's a it's a log on the track.
This is a repudiation of that.
Right, and hopefully it forces disarray.
I'm not going to hang my hat on it because, you know, I don't wear a hat, but it's certainly not a bad thing. You know, it's a good thing.
What do you think about the concept of left-wing authoritarianism?
Well,
Let me define it. That's where we go out and we have a special tribunal and we start indicting all the fascists.
I would say probably not the best idea.
I thought you might say that.
But you know what? As you and I have talked about, we may be getting to that point.
I mean, you know, in the Civil War, Lincoln had to abolish habeas corpus, okay?
Yes.
Otherwise, the Capitol was going to be taken by the Confederates.
Go ahead. I just understand that both habeas and corpus were very upset about that.
Right. I'm sorry, you don't have a right to a trial. In the case, you know, we're too busy. We have too many of you. We're going to have to set up a camp, Andersonville. I like Andersonville. Was that in Mississippi or Alabama or Arkansas? Where was it? Where the Confederates kept their prison system. Can't remember which state.
We're not at revenge yet? I don't want to be that far leftist militant, but I'm starting to believe there's no point in not being it.
Well, the question is can you?
You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to your argument, and I certainly see flaws in it.
Right,
but I also see some real meaningful change.
I think any time you have to use force to resolve a social crisis, okay, that the blade cuts both ways. And so everybody loses skin and blood in that. It's not a clean thing to do. It's the worst solution. It's not it hurts you.
Something, Mr. Gaines?
Yeah, go ahead.
Occasionally, you might want to use a different set of knives.
Hey, you know, there was a knife expert in that latest Denzel rendition of The Magnificent Seven. Played an Asian guy.
Didn't really think much of that.
Oh, I love that movie.
I don't know if I even... Did I see it? I can't even remember.
It's the new
so
one.
So I can't... You know what? I may have been thinking of the wrong movie.
Oh, this man, this is... Denzel is such a great actor, okay? And he had other good actors in that, by the way. I mean, to do a Western with good acting is...
You may be the only one that liked that movie, John, because I do know this. That movie was shredded.
I
like that movie by the critics was absolutely destroyed.
I have never agreed with the critics about anything.
It was like The Cell with John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson that nobody heard of. See? I mentioned it. You don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
I didn't watch that one.
I heard it was just absolutely unwatchable. It's one of the... They said it's the worst John Cusack film. And I think that's sad because I really like John Cusack. I'm a big fan of his. I like his stuff. I'm a big fan of a lot of the actors out of Chicago. Oliver Platt, you know, who's currently starring in a TV show on NBC called Chicago Med. Always liked Oliver Platt. Always thought very highly of him. Although, I would say this, too. One of the things, and my brain is skipping all over the place like it does most mornings, but this morning especially so, I would say this. There is a number of former NFL players who have now been fired from the NFL Network for sexual harassment.
Oh, okay.
There was a ginormous lawsuit filed by a young lady who... was a makeup artist and she also worked in wardrobe,
right.
And she has a sordid tale to tell about some of these guys.
Well, there's definitely a purge going on over the sexual harassment stuff, and I hope that it's a tonic. Since I can't verify the actual charges that are being thrown back and forth, I mean, you just have to take them at face value, and you know that there's some opportunism always involved in everything. I'm not yet. I hope it's for the good, but I can see how it could be manipulated in weird ways. And
we talked about that, you know, just a few minutes ago about the ability of people to corrupt issues, and I would also say this. Interestingly enough, in this entire environment, I have to say this correctly because I don't want to upset anybody, but we have to be very, very aware and very sure that we get the facts right.
Right. I think that should be...
I think that's important. I think that we can't jump to arbitrary conclusions on a consistent basis. We have to be very, very well aware. Now, I certainly believe apparently Madonna was wrong, okay?
About what?
Girls don't want to just have fun. They want to be left the F alone, okay? They'd like to be left alone. All right, guys? Just keep that in mind.
Well... That's not always true.
No, that's not always true.
I mean, how would marriage ever take place?
I don't want to take a hardcore stance towards lack of romance and lack of love. That's not where I'm going with this. But love is to me is a very different courtship, whether that be male or female. There is a respectability factor there, if there's a spark between two people, that should be pursued and agreed upon. However, if there's not, you don't force yourself on another human being, whether you be male or female.
Well, that's true.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it should be. We should go with voluntary. Although I was told last...
And by the way, everybody, we're just past the top of the hour here on December 13th. It's Wednesday at the Moose Turd Cafe, which is now the Blueberry Coffee Cake Cafe this morning for one day only a sale. Dr. Lecter's preparing some different stuff with your host and original Dusty Footed philosopher, Mr. John Case, and his sometimes sidekick, actor, comedian, Mike Diesel. You may have recognized him from The Man in Major League 2, third fan on the left. Hey, everybody, our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304
Oh, man, that was a good line there. But, Major League 2.
The sad part is it's true. I was in Major League too.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Third fan on the left. That's great.
I was standing. If you can catch a glimpse of me, because I was standing right next when Randy Quaid was screaming and yelling from the stands. My face is painted up, and you can see me yelling and screaming right along with him, right next to him.
All right.
They filmed that at Camden Yards.
Really? Oh, really? Okay. So okay. Yeah. Well, listen.
It took Charlie Sheen 37 takes to throw one strike.
Really?
The extras in the crowd were screaming, "Bring in the stunt double!" Yeah, Bob Uecker was walking through the crowd. Hey, everybody! I must be in the front row.
Why was Charlie couldn't throw a strike, huh?
Yeah, not at all.
How many takes did it take in the first
one? Not at all. The actors were even. You could see the actors were even visibly frustrated. They're just like, dude, come on, what are you doing? He kept throwing the ball over the catcher, you know, and then he was throwing temper tantrums and acting like a child. It was really horrific.
Maybe he was had a cocaine day there. I hear he was a big user.
It was pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious. There was some issues.
Yeah. That's amazing.
There was nothing normal about that behavior.
By the way,
and he kept it, and then when they finally got him to throw one strike, he stammered and stomped off the mound and went back to the outfield and just was cursing at everyone.
Now, I was told yesterday by a friend of mine
come on, you don't have any friends.
I know. Well, wait till you hear what he had to say, and then you can decide whether I should, you know. Anyway, he went to Catholic school, okay, as a kid, and all through high school, in fact. And he said that the nuns, giving advice to the young girls, would say, had this line that would say, "You always say no, all the way up until the very last minute." What does that mean?
Wow. Well, my brother went to Catholic school. My younger brother.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Did he like it? Or no?
I think he did, because the thing is he's just a really smart, smart guy, and I think he liked being challenged.
And they actually challenged
school.
Him?
I don't think public school at that time challenged him.
All right.
In terms of his smarts.
All right, well.
Really smart guy.
Well, there you go.
And,
see?
I don't think he found...
he was getting bored in class and was throwing spitballs?
What's that?
In public school, he was getting bored and throwing spitballs?
No, I don't think it was that. It was just that, you know, my parents were like, well, that's too easy for him.
Might be.
He was, you know, coming home and, you know, on the ride home or the, you know, before the walk home or whatever, in 5 minutes, he was done with his homework.
Whoa.
Yeah, he just was just that kind of guy. He got straight A's all the time.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
All the time. Yeah. And until he discovered college and what it meant to really party.
Yes.
And then
right.
Not so much straight A's. Just not really an A student in college. But I mean a good student, a solid student. You know, he got his degree.
So.
Kind of what you want as a parent. And I don't think I've ever said this on the air, and I don't think he would mind me saying it. My mother went to college at the same college at the same time.
Wow.
I think for 2 years. She wanted to go back to college. She wanted to get her degree, so she went part time, and then she transferred to to Mary Washington.
By the way, I have a solution for your financial issues.
Oh gosh!
I need to get
that
you
would be
a for $2,500. You can get yourself a little bit more powerful computer, and it can create bitcoins. The only problem is that you have to watch the market. Value of bitcoins, because if they go too low, then the cost of electricity in your machine creating them will exceed their value. So, but nonetheless, it is a possible opportunity. If you just had a powerful enough computer there, you could listen to work all day and all night.
I'm here and say,
you don't want to be a Bitcoin miner. They call them Bitcoin miners. Otherwise, you got to buy them at some market.
I'm not interested. Not interested.
You can buy some more things with them. There are some countries that are going all out Bitcoin. Okay.
That's terribly exciting.
They really are.
Well, not. I wouldn't say exciting. Might even be terribly ridiculous.
I mean, you realize that if Bitcoins take over, you don't need a Federal Reserve. You don't need a central banking system because all the transactions
are... I don't know how does that work?
Because they have this thing where transactions are verified in a very decentralized manner through this thing called a blockchain, which is highly technical, and I don't want to explain it to you. But you don't need to manage the currency. It manages itself, okay? It's worth reading up on so you understand it a little better, frankly, because it has some potential to replace commercial money
systems.
I'll
read up on it, but don't call me Frank, okay?
All right, man. Okay, man. All right. Whatever.
But, yeah, I have – these are things I've heard about. It seems like it's a currency traded online. It seems like that's the only way –
That's true.
You get paid or receive payment.
That's correct.
Through electronic transfer.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right. You don't get a physical coin.
I don't understand the. It reeks of a paper tiger to me.
People thought that in the beginning, but it's not true.
I'm probably wrong about that, and I need to be brought up to speed on my own to understand it a great deal more, as you just indicated, that I should probably read up.
They have some good links on Wikipedia, you know, that are, I think Wikipedia makes it still a mystery as to how.
Can you say that again for our listeners?
Wikipedia?
Most people pronounce that Wikipedia.
Wikipedia? Wiki? Well, there's all kinds of wikis, you know.
It sounds like
I created a wiki once.
You're talking about like a daytime talk show. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Wikipedia show.
I created a...
I'm Wiki, he's Pedia. Good morning, everybody.
I created a Wiki Bolshevik thing one time, you know, so...
Oh, God.
There's all kinds of... You could do your own wiki if you'd like, you know, but...
Well, it depends on whether or not Baron Vladimir Hartonen is available.
He can be the wiki, Arrakis
yeah,
wiki.
He'll do your wiki and your pedia.
Oh, that sounds like a, you know, I don't know.
That's an awful. Yeah, I. The other thing that's lost in all this that hasn't been talked about, we haven't even mentioned it this morning, is that god-awful tweet by the orange fart cloud
over
towards
Kirsten.
We did mention it, but we didn't really address it that much.
Yeah, basically he called her a whore.
Do you think that's harassment?
Yeah, he called her. He basically implied she was a whore right on his tweet.
Yeah, I think that the implication of that by a sitting president is just unconscionable. But then again, I don't know how you would expect anything else from this asshat.
Well, you know,
aren't we at a point where it is kind of like,
I see he managed to congratulate Doug Jones, which I didn't think he would do, but he did do it. I mean, in a backhanded way.
Also, it was, you know, left-handed, right-handed. It was, you know, him playing a game.
True.
You know, also, too, I don't know if you had a chance to peruse some of that New York Times article about a day in the life, kind of.
No,
it's frightening.
Oh, a day in the life of Trump, about 12 Diet Cokes a day,
4 to 8 hours of TV. There's a television screen in every room. He never reads. He runs his mouth about reading. He doesn't read anything.
Yeah.
He watches television with it muted and then immediately reacts. By the way, he watches Fox and Friends to get an idea of policy or.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, right, let's neuter all the black people. That sounds like a good idea to me. Nah, he's. If he, not, as I said,
not patriotic.
The biggest hope we got.
You are right.
I think the biggest.
God bless the United.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The best chance we got is if he is unable to start a war, and he goes down. Okay, that's that. And getting rid of him, that's the best path. And so far, he hasn't been able to really start with, although he's murdering people in Afghanistan.
Yeah. I mean, and then you come to find out.
But he's got
to
get a bigger one.
You come to find out the how botched that operation was in Africa that killed those poor servicemen who were.
Right. The SEALs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that was not a well thought out operation.
Well, there was some corruption.
Yeah, some of these operations are being set up quite specifically to appease this idiot, and he's going to continue to get more people killed, put in harm's way, in a negligible sort of way, not really being that effective.
Okay,
it's unfortunate. I mean, I can't imagine. Some of the folks who are, deeply concerned, who work in the military, who probably have to push back against. These are only the projects that we see get off the ground. What about the ones that are left on the drawing board?
Yeah,
that's not funny, man. That's a frightening thing.
I hear you, pal.
That's what. That's what we're. Hold on a minute.
Boy.
Hold on a second.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. I need to call in here. Y'all got to get it straight.
I'm going to.
This thing in Alabama ain't over with yet.
Oh!
Right? It ain't over with. Roy Moore can still appeal to the.
It's time
they can
for
make
you.
It a, I gotta.
Hey, Governor, I got a coffin here ready for you to sleep in for a while. Would you like to lie down in this?
My leg, I can't. I gotta.
To hell with you! Cut it off. Dr. Lecter can take care of that for you.
I think I might have to fart. Hold on.
Jesus. That's disgusting. Mm. But it's very appropriate for the Moose Turd Cafe. Very appropriate that Jim Justice comes in every morning. We didn't give him the blueberry pie. We gave him the usual Moose Turd. And as you see,
Well, I think he's gotten to the point where he likes it.
He likes it. That's right. I mean, once you start eating shit on a regular basis, you get used to it. It's a terrible thing,
Well,
by the way, it's not good for you.
He's certainly a big old shit eater from way back.
Yeah, right. Anyway, he's him and the Republicans. I hear hints that they're looting everything they can loot here in West Virginia. What there's left.
Pretty much par for the course, isn't it?
They figure they got a granddaddy from China coming in to pay all the bills, and so they're.
Good luck with all that.
The corruption will know no bounds, So it's a. I don't know how that what that spells for politics in West Virginia. I wish we could put together a much more aggressive, a very aggressive campaign in the Eastern Panhandle here to shut down these sons of bitches, because they're strong in this county.
Oh yeah, I know.
We need to put on a tough fight. Okay, which really, one of the ways you can do this, I'll tell you, Sanders. What he did is that he used every damn trick in the book. To without any money, to get on the press every day and just slam the bastards, okay, every day, okay.
Yeah.
And he ran a very negative campaign, and he kicked their ass, So.
Well, here's an interesting thing. You had how many votes did you have on first and foremost on symbolic votes on repealing the Affordable Care Act over the course of 7-8 years.
Yeah, right.
I think there's room to establish interesting idea. It's an idea borrowed from their thuggery. Why don't you just continue to make a symbolic impeachment vote every week?
Oh, I like
and
that.
And you had how many committees and and hearings on Benghazi that we all had to pay for.
Yeah, Trey Gratty should be. I mean, we need to impeach a group of them, not just one.
Yeah, he's
he can make a list.
I think Trey Gratty's a criminal.
Make a list of the criminal congressmen and senators, and just call. I like that. Introduce a bill every day to impeach him.
It's a symbolic. You guys, you know what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You played this game. You ran out.
I like that idea
on our ability to put the correct person on the Supreme Court, and you ran out the clock so you could put this entitled sociopath asshat on the Supreme Court. And by the way, while we're talking about Supreme Court justices, I know one that should go ahead and resign.
I know two, three.
Yeah, probably two or three. But my point being that you see this, you see their lockstep symbolized push that gets covered on a consistent basis, both by their right-wing media machine and the reactionary supposed corporate left. You know, you see these things being covered, but yet there's no, you know, it seems like there's a constant element of the left playing defense, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people like myself and probably you are sick and tired of playing defense. It's time to go on offense.
There's an important news item I think you ought to be alerted to, by the way, right now.
Very good.
There are ticks in amber that we think fed on dinosaurs. And so inside the tick is dinosaur blood.
Could you please not mention that if the doctor is around?
Okay.
Because, you know, the Moose Turd Cafe can easily change to the T-Rex.
Well, and Dr. Lecter has occasionally, you know, filled the pepper shakers with, you know, desiccated ticks, you know, so.
Right.
We try to get him not to do that, but he seems to think it's very spicy.
That's a special kind of spice in that.
Kind of a maybe he looks at it as a kind of yeast for corpses or something that would make it rise and turn into a big loaf. Talk about resurrection. I put some ingredients in this corpse that are going to make it stand up and walk away.
Brains.
I have no brain. Why didn't you put a brain in?
Yeah, brains.
Anyway, but
scientifically speaking, that's interesting. although it's the best thing in the world, but I would say probably you might want to just keep that in a vault somewhere.
I hear you.
I don't want to see a brontosaurus. I really don't. I it's fine to know that they will walk the earth. That's great. But I don't want to see them.
It's amazing how long ticks have been around.
Just think the efficiency with which we could make a pterodactyl. Just.
Ooh, yes, like a, what's it having, 15, 20-foot wingspan?
I mean, you're having a hard enough time with some of these pilots seeing these drones. Wow. Genetically programmed pterodactyl for military use over the Middle East.
More research into hummingbirds says you should think of them as bees with feathers.
Yes. Yes, I had read that already somewhere.
You know, and I do. I think of them as bees with feathers.
I don't think that's
honey, there's a bee outside. There's a bee outside, honey. It looks like a bird. No, it's a bee. It's a bee with feathers.
Well, we have a mimosa tree, so.
There's been a number of human feet washing ashore in Canada.
We had one in the garage.
A human foot?
No, a hummingbird.
Oh, a hummingbird. I was moving
on. How did you move on to human foot? What are you talking about?
13 human feet have washed ashore in British Columbia.
Ugh. That's awful.
You know? And as not to mention all the whale bones and stuff that... killer whale bones and stuff like that that end up on the beaches there because of the crashing of the surf into all the rocks. But they're trying to investigate about where the feet come from. They just found the 13th yesterday. Well, yeah, it's weird, huh?
That sounds odd. That sounds just odd. That's just very, very painfully strange.
And we did mention yesterday...
Real sick sort of way.
That Mexico has an epidemic of obesity caused by mainly the Coca-Cola company.
You said that yesterday.
I know.
You covered that yesterday.
Okay. It's an important story, I think. I mean, what's going to... Mexico...
I'm going to say this. I don't think you can say that enough.
The Mexican army,
please,
how are they going to...
Please go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
How are they going to have a Mexican army with a bunch of fat people?
I know, right?
Yeah. See... It's disturbing. It's very disturbing.
What is it? El Guapo.
El Guapo. That's right. El Guapo.
El Guapo. Yeah. El Guapo Army. Hey, I think we can see the Mexicans coming, man.
I mean, I don't think the drug cartels are eating as much McDonald's and Coke, okay? I think what's happened is the legislators and the army are, and that's why they can't find any of the missing students or anything else. Okay. I mean, there's all kinds of missing people in Mexico.
Always. Yeah. It seems like that's one thing that's pretty consistent.
Anyway, so I've been trying to get you the most important news that the cafe will get you through the day. Now, it's also possible, those of you who enjoyed our, what was it, a blueberry coffee cake this morning?
It was a blueberry coffee cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor, no, don't get used to it. It's not going to happen.
No, I know. But
it was a one-day-only special.
Now, we are going to have to find out tomorrow whether the rest of the day looked forward or backwards, depending on, you know, what happens in reaction to the Doug Jones and any other god-awful externality that might inflict its hell
and
on
never
us.
Never forget, okay. Folks, in the words of our immortal fascist leader, God bless you, Racer.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, John.
I guess we're
ready. Have a good day, everybody.
I know. I guess we're done. All right, buddy. Thanks, right. Everybody. Take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next. And tomorrow morning at the Moose Turd Cafe, we'll be having some extra special stuff. All right. Take care. All right. Well, that's good. We've done that. And let me get the tape stopped here.